The roughly $30 million shortfall is largely due to an unexpected drop in vehicle registrations and a corresponding drop in registration fees for the state. The Department of Transportation came up with a plan that would have made up the difference by delaying major highway projects and rehabilitation. But Joint Finance Committee Co-Chair Mark Pocan says lawmakers want to give the department time to find savings elsewhere so that transportation jobs don't get cut.
I think they're going to find that they'll be able to do this internally and keep the jobs like we want right now, building roads.
Pocan says a variety of factors could work in the department's favor. Recent road projects have actually come in under budget, and the recently finished Cash for Clunkers program could mean a spike in vehicle sales for Wisconsin. While lawmakers supported this decision unanimously, Republicans were still critical. River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling said the department would not have been in this situation in the first place if the state hadn't made such a habit of using road funding to pay for other bills.
It shows that it's left us in a real fragile state in this transportation budget. And as we all know, transportation is key to growing jobs and developing the economy.
In previous budgets, the state used hundreds of millions in road funding to fill holes in the state's general fund. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.